Middle East and Africa.
Democracy in the Sahel, holding trouble at bay. Mauritania has become a beacon of stability in the Sahel.
Mohamed Ould Ghazouani seems an unlikely stalwart of stability. President of Mauritania since 2019, the former general has participated in no less than two of the six coups that shook the country in the first five decades after its independence from France in 1960. In the first putsch, he helped boot out Muawiya Ould Sid Ahmed Tyre, who had ruthlessly repressed people for two decades after himself seizing power in a coup. In the second, he helped topple the country's first democratically elected president and replaced him with his old friend, Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz, who then went on to win two terms as president. And yet Mr. Ould Ghazouani has presided over a period of unprecedented calm. Though marred by the arrest of opposition figures, his election in 2019 marked Mauritania's first ever peaceful transfer of power. He has cooperated with opposition parties, expanded social security, and sidelined Mr. Aziz, his predecessor, who was jailed for corruption in December. As defence minister and then president, he also played an influential part in ousting Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, an Algerian-based jihadist group that launched a series of deadly attacks in Mauritania between 2005 and 2011. A combination of community outreach, mediation with Islamists, and military modernization has uprooted extremism. Mauritania has been free of terrorism for over 13 years. Mr. Ould Ghazouani is expected to win a second term in office in the presidential election scheduled for June 29th, which the UN reckons will be fair and peaceful. Though Mauritania has left coups and terrorism behind, the rest of the region has not. Deaths from conflict in the central Sahel increased by 38% last year, according to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, a research group. A new crop of military juntas, which have booted out Western troops and UN peacekeepers and brought in Russian mercenaries instead, have fueled the violence. Mauritania and Chad have been forced to disband the G5 Sahel, a five-country anti-terrorist operation after the military regimes in Burkina Faso, Niger and Mali withdrew. That may let Mali's chaos seep into Mauritania again. Clashes on their shared border of 2,236 kilometres are rising, says Daniel Izenga of the African Centre for Strategic Studies, a think tank tied to America's Defence Department. Tensions flared in April when Malian and Russian troops pursued jihadists into a Mauritanian village. Meanwhile, almost 20,000 Malians sought refuge in Mauritania in the first 2 months of this year, compared with 55,000 throughout last year. The UN says its main refugee camp is short of funds and is overcrowded, having crammed in 30,000 more people than it can accommodate, so the UN's refugee agency is urging people to settle elsewhere in the country. That makes things worse for poor rural areas. At the same time, Mauritania has re-emerged as a key point of departure for migrants headed for Europe. Roughly 18,000 irregular migrants arrived in the Canary Islands this year, up 375,000% from the year before, according to Frontex, the EU's external border force. More than 80% of them embarked from Mauritania, where people smuggling gangs overload small boats with migrants, half of whom are Malian. This flow has made Nouadhibou, a port city, a hotspot for migrant smuggling, says Rouf Farah of the Global Initiative Against Transnational Crime, a research NGO. Mauritania does not have the capacity to absorb the flow of migrants to Europe, says Bakary Gaye, an analyst based in Nouakchott, the capital. Mauritania gains a surprising advantage from its place as a migrant's point of departure. Europe offers fisheries, energy and aid deals in return for migration control. In February, just before a new migration pact was signed with the EU, Spain announced €60 million, that's $64 million of fresh development investment in the country. Relations with neighbouring Senegal and other democracy are growing. yet jihadism remains a worry. The region must generate a common political will to be able to fight against insecurity, Mr. Ould Ghazouani urged other Sahelian leaders this week.